I remember going to school. When we went to school, we'd do a mile and a half to walk. But I had a very good father, and he used to take me when he could take me. But we missed an awful lot of schooling with the weather. When it was snowing, you couldn't get there, or high tides and that. And but when we used to go across the road, we there was a hut at the far end with the workmen in who swept the road every day, kept it clean. And they used to say, "Come in and have a warm." So we used to go in there and have a warm before we got to school. And then we had a very good teacher, Miss Mackay. And when we were wet through, she used to take us in her living room and dry our clothes off. And when they were dry, we went into school. I remember all that. And then coming home back through the fields. That was treacherous when they were wet and when the snow was there. And I think only twice my father took us across the river to Basil Point to walk that way, Basil Point to the school. To say we didn't start school till we were five, and there's just the three of us, and the other three were older than what we were. And then after that, the army came at the beginning of the war, 1939, 1940, and they built the army camp down the lane, and the soldiers were there. So when we were at school, we used to march the back of them, coming home and singing with them as they marched back. Those days we got home from school pretty early. Other days we used to wander when we were on our own. And they were good to us. Sometimes coming from school, if there's just the army wagon, they'd stop and give us a lift back, which was very nice, but I enjoyed that. And then one day we were walking back, the three of us, and we got to the second bridge, and all we could see in the water was bread, loaves of bread. The army one had gone over, and all the bread had washed away. It was all washed around there. Many a time they went off the road.